Evo, dobar dan. Dobro došli na evo naše drugo pres druženje, odnosno druženje gostiju i novinara na Zagreb Film Festivalu. Ono što je, evo ga, s moje desne strane je producent festivala, Hrvoje Laurenta, kao što svi znate, a Hrvoje se nalazi ovdje ne u funkciji gosta festivala, nego zato što je došao objaviti jednu jako veselu i sretnu vijest koju smo primili upravo jutros. Pa evo, ja bih molila Hrvoja da preuzme mikrofon i da vam objasni o čemu se radi.
Dobar dan svima. Ovo je prvi put od kad ja radim ZFF, radim od prvog da sam ja na presti za vrijeme Zagreb Film Festivala. Tako da, malo mi je trema, nemojte mi zamjeriti, znate. Jutros nam je stiglo jedno pismo, ali nije Agram još uvijek. Naime, Kino Europa je od danas primljena u Europa Cinemas. To je mreža europskih kina koja većim dijelom svog programa publici prikazuje europski film. To je jako sretna vijest za nas i bitna, zato što biti članom Europa Cinemasa ne samo da imate pristup informacijama, razno raznim programima, novostima, bazama podataka i tako dalje, već oni sufinanciraju prikazivanje europskog filma, što će nama jako dobro doći. Naime, mi ćemo za svakog gledatelja europskog filma dobiti 1 euro, to su pravila Europske unije u sufinanciranju kina koji, eto, vrte europske filmove. Nismo mi jedini u Hrvatskoj, nije sad ovo neka luda novost za Hrvatsku, i Sinestar i član Europa Cinemasa i Movieplex i tako dalje, neka kina. Ali za nas je to genijalno, zato što smo, eto, naporno radili da do toga dođemo, i to je baš jedna lijepa vijest za danas. Više o svemu i više govora o cijelom medija programu Europske unije. Europa Cinemas je dio medija programa Europske unije. Večeras u 18 sati na ovom istom mjestu, svi ste pozvani, bit će zanimljivo i bit će dosta gostiju. Pričat će se o mediji, kinu Europa i svemu živu. Aha.
Evo ga. Ovo je zvijezdica. Ovo je zvijezdica koju ćemo izvijestiti iznad Blagene u Kinu Europa. Hvala. A sad evo idemo na drugi dio ovog našeg predstavljanja gostiju. S nama su danas autori filma Žetva bombi ili Bomb Harvest, Kim Mordant. Mudan. Ja sam pitala Kima kako se točno izgovara njegovo ime, ali očito da nisam uspjela pohvatati točno. I Silvija Vilčinski. So, Silvia and Kim, welcome. We will speak now in English, but we have here our translator, Mario Dobrić, who will translate for you, who doesn't talk English. Welcome to Zagreb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, is it your first time here in Zagreb, and what are your first impressions? That's what I want to ask you.
Yes, it's our first time to Croatia, and we've been overwhelmed by how friendly the city is and the great vibe of this festival. It's equal to the best vibe of any festival we've ever been to. So congratulations on a fantastic event.
Yeah, thank you very much. Few minutes ago, you also said that the Zagreb Film Festival is one of your 5 best festivals, so I have to say that we are very proud of it.
Yes.
Ok, ako nekome treba prijevod, evo ga, tu je naš prevoditelj, pa možete imati privatnog prevoditelja danas. Ok, so your film Bomb Harvest, can you say something about it, you as a director, firstly?
Well, it's a film about an Australian bomb disposal specialist, Leif Stevens, and he's getting rid of bombs in Laos, left from the secret war, America's secret war in Laos, which is now the most bombed country on the planet. And also within the story, it's about the children who are collecting the bomb scrap to try and pay for food, pay for their education, try to survive. So it was quite a difficult film to make as well, in terms of gaining access, in terms of finding the right characters. But we're really happy to have it here. And obviously, it has huge relevance in this country too.
Yeah. Because it's about the landmines and bombs. How long did you make the movie?
Well, we spent 2 months filming with the bomb disposal teams in Laos, which was the longest film shoot ever granted to any crew in Laos. But I guess from start to finish, from research through to finishing the film, was about 2 years. Yeah, it took a lot of work to get access. We were filming in areas of Laos that have never been filmed in before, very remote tribal areas. Filming around live bombs, which always makes insurers and, you know, investors in a film very nervous. So there was a lot of work to do.
That's what I actually wanted to ask you. Was it dangerous to make a movie in Laos? I mean, that kind of situation. Weren't you afraid?
We were quite nervous because we wanted to film the hands-on day-to-day work of the bomb disposal teams. We were both there filming the work right with them, with a small camera, a small crew. And we figured that this is the work they do. If we want to make a film about this work, we have to get in there every day and film everything that they do. So we were very, very fortunate to gain access to every stage of the bomb disposal process, right from finding the bombs, determining what kind of fuses they had, how it had to be dealt with, and through to them being removed and detonated. But yeah, it was a very scary process.
I mean, the bomb disposal specialist said something to us one day which kind of helped. Most of the bombs that you see in the film and that we're dealing with are huge. They're 500-pound, 1,000-pound bomb, massive aircraft bombs. And a lot of them are live, they're full of explosive. And one day the bomb disposal specialist said to us, listen, just remember one thing, if one of these goes off, you won't know about it. Because these are big enough bombs that they take out an entire village and turn everything to pink mist. That's the way he described it. So it was terrifying, but somehow strangely comforting to hear that. Which, of course, then there's the cluster bombs. And these are, I think, even more terrifying in a way because they maim, they injure, and you have them here in this country too, many of them. Yeah, the bombies, yeah.
So each one of these cluster bombs, a big bomb casing opens, 300 to 400 cluster bombs come out, and each one of these has 100 bullets inside. And these are actually what's causing most of the deaths and injuries all over Laos at the moment because they're everywhere, they're tiny. They look like a ball or a piece of fruit, so children pick them up and throw them to each other and off they go. And this is from a war that ended.
Nobody got hurt during the filming?
Not on our crew or anybody with the film, but still every week there's a death and injuries every week still in Laos, 35 years after the war finished.
There was two bomb disposal specialists, Lao, who were killed just before we started shooting, and these were with cluster bombs. And basically, they'd found some cluster bombs, they'd put some dynamite on them, blew them up, got rid of them. But as they were walking back in, what had happened was that the explosion had set off timers. There's cluster bombs with timers in them under the ground. And so as they walked back in, they exploded. Some other ones that they couldn't see because they're everywhere. There's bomb upon bomb upon bomb. In Laos, there's millions and millions of bombs. Yeah.
Okay, we won't say anything more about the film. Film is today at the program at 5 o'clock in Cinema Student Center. I actually wanted to ask you, did you travel much with the movie on the festivals?
Well, first of all, the film had a cinema release in Australia. We were very lucky with feature-length documentaries. I think there was only four documentary films in Australia that got cinema releases, and ours was one of them. So it played in quite a few cinemas in Australia and we got really great reviews. And then we've just started to move it around the festival circuit and we just came from Los Angeles where it played at Hollywood's main human rights festival and it won Best Feature Children's Advocacy Award there. So it's a fantastic award for it to get so quickly. And then it's playing at other festivals. There's also one in New York, Margaret Mead, which is New York's number one documentary festival, and there's five films that they've chosen to travel to tour, and Bomb Harvest is one of them, so that's great for the film. And then a few European festivals. But
congratulations. So if anybody has any more questions, you're free to ask our guests. And our other guest that is soon to arrive is Aileen Yanez, the actress from the movie Desert Within. So I hope that she will be here in a few minutes. But if you have any questions, you feel free to ask our guests.
How did you choose this theme?
Well, Kim and I were living and working in Hanoi in Vietnam for a year. We were working for newspapers there and doing some writing and some other film work, and we used to travel to Laos next door. And then one night, as many films, you know, are born in bars, we met a couple of bomb disposal specialists in a bar, and we'd fallen in love with Laos. We loved the country, loved the people, and as we spent the night, you know, drinking the night away with these bomb disposal specialists, we started to find out about the work that they do, and also we were struck by the characters that they are, because even though they do this very difficult, dangerous job, they're fantastic characters. They're very funny. They have a very dark sense of humour to deal with their job every day.
There's a lot of humour in the film, surprisingly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're, the sorts of films we like to make are about important issues, but ones which are also entertaining and can use humour to get a wide audience interested in seeing something. And you'll see in Bomb Harvest, the main bomb disposal specialist is very funny. He's always cracking jokes over live bombs to calm the nerves of his team, and we thought this is a great way to bring a wide audience to this story. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you at the cinema at 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
Evo ga, kao što možete vidjeti, nama se pridružila još jedna gošća, to je Aileen Yanez, glumica iz filma Pustinja duše, koji je na programu sutra u 8 sati. Welcome, dobrodošla. Če ti prevoditi? Okay, so I would like you to say some things, to introduce your film and to invite the audience to come to your film tomorrow.
Okay, muchas gracias por su invitación. Pues nada, la película la hicimos hace 3 años. Ha sido muy difícil poder terminarla, ¿no? Por los costos, etcétera, etcétera, la animación.
Zahvaljuje se na pozivu i dobrodošlici. Kaže da je bilo teško napraviti film zbog troškova i sličnih problema. Film su napravili prije 3 godine.
Pero todo el equipo estamos muy contentos de la invitación que nos hacen a Zagreb.
Ali cijela ekipa je vrlo zadovoljna i zahvalna na pozivu u Zagreb.
Autor filma, Rodrigo Pla, nažalost, nije mogao doći s nama. Zašto?
El autor, Rodrigo Pla, no pudo venir contigo. ¿Y por qué es eso?
No lo sé. Supongo que anda en otros festivales, ¿no? También su familia requiere tiempo. Pues sí, está viajando mucho con La Zona y con Desierto Adentro. La Zona ya ha ganado bastantes premios.
Ne znam točno zašto nije mogao redatelj doći sada. Puno putuje sa svojim drugim filmom Zona, a i sa ovim Pustinja duše, a i njegova obitelj zahtjeva također dosta vremena.
Evo, možda još jedna informacija za one koji možda još to nisu uhvatili. Dakle, Rodrigo Pla, redatelj filma Pustinja duše, za svoj prvi film La Zona dobio je nagradu kao debitant Venecije 2007. godine. A ovo je Pustinje duše, odnosno Desert Within, to je njegov drugi film, evo ga, s kojim je ove godine na Zagreb Film Festivalu. Pustinja duše, ono što zapravo mene zanima, to je, zapravo je malo mračan film. Kako je bilo, dakle, glumiti u takvom filmu? Čitava atmosfera filme, strah od Božje kazne, dakle, priča o tako nekakvim teškim temama. Mene zanima tvoje iskustvo.
Nos interesa tu experiencia en la película porque toda la atmósfera con el pecado y la retilación de Dios es un poco oscuro, es un poco tímido.
Para mí fue muy impactante poder hacer esta es mi primera película, ¿no? Fue la primera película que filmé. Fue muy impactante la primera película poder internarme a un problema como tan personal, tan humano, ¿no? Que es como la perversión de la vida, ¿no? Fue muy difícil internamente y sobre todo el personaje que me tocó, que es todo el tiempo retar al padre y todo el tiempo retar cómo hace la autoridad, ¿no? Y a lo dictado. Fue un enfrentamiento personal bastante complicado.
Каже да е филм направио снажен утицај на њу, затоа што е тоа био нејзин први велики филм, први пат кога ја глумила тако нешто, а и такođер улога е била врло изазовна, затоа што цело време се супротставља оцу, опет ту се ради о греху и изазива оца и...
Не се.
Углавном врло...
Evo, zahvaljujem ti što si evo došla, doputovala si tek danas. Film Pustinja duša u glavnom programu ZFF-a sutra u 8 sati na večer. Imate još nekakvih dodatnih pitanja, bilo za glumicu Aileen, bilo za naše goste iz dokumentarnog programa, evo možete slobodno ih pitati evo nakon ovoga. Vas sve skupa pozivam ovdje da se pridružite, ima nešto hrane, samo izvolite se poslužiti, jedite, recite.
Well, we're currently developing a feature film, a drama based off some of the characters and the situations in this documentary. So at the moment we're writing a screenplay, and also we have a couple of other feature dramas, because we direct and produce drama as well as documentary. Another couple of feature films that are in development with the Australian Film Commission and New South Wales Film and Television Office. So
I think the one we're most excited about is the drama inspired by Bomb Harvest, because once you've entered this incredible world where we filmed Bomb Harvest with bomb disposal specialists and villages built out of bombs and children collecting bomb scrap metal, it gets into your heart and you can't leave you. So hopefully that will be here. Yeah, so hopefully we'll see this film at Zagreb in, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years' time.
It was Australian. I mean, a bit like us. We're educated people, but we didn't know the extent of the bombing in Laos and that there were so many deaths still happening today. So I think Australian audiences, they found it really interesting to find out about something they didn't know about. They also, Australia have got a kind of a wacky sense of humour, and our main character, because he's a funny guy, over big bombs, they really responded well to him. And sort of he's very playful, so they really liked the film, which was nice. It was it got great reviews, but for us it was what was most important, to see also what was happening with the audience. And in Australia we did, I don't know how many Q&As we did, about 12 question and answer sessions, which was really nice to see how the audience was reacting. And they really liked the film. I think they found it interesting, but also very entertaining, which is sort of what you want with a film.
Is it going to be on television as well?
There was a short version that's been on television in Australia, but it was a cut-down version to, I think it was 52 minutes, 55 minutes. But it wasn't as an interesting film. It had much less Lao content in it. And you'll see when you watch the film, the Lao characters are great. The main Lao character is, he's an ex-monk who's funny. He's making up for lost time. He's been a monk for 13 years. He likes drinking, he likes women, and he's a translator for a bomb disposal team. So there's some lovely Lao characters in there too. The children are gorgeous characters as well.
Also, we've got our distributor who's based in London, has got TV sales to Spain, Germany and also Discovery. So, and they've got a lot of interest throughout Europe particularly as well. So hopefully it'll be on European television screens, you know, probably later next year. Yeah.
You were talking about your next project, the new drama.
Yeah.
I suppose it's going to be on film, not theatre.
Yes, yes.
So are you going to film it on the same locations? It sounds like it's going to be even more demanding to watch.
Well, I mean, I think, as Sylvia would tell you, that probably what we'd have to do is, because the story, it's probably a little bit more political, the story, but we'd probably film most of it in Thailand, which is a very similar environment. But what I would like to do as well, and what Sylvia would like to do, is we'd still like to cast the kids, the children from Lao, and find bomb scrap collecting children and cast them into those roles. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll end up with a couple of probably star actors from Thailand and also maybe America or Australia for the lead roles, but we'd like to mix that up with getting the real children who collect the bomb scrap from Lao.
But yeah, it will be a challenging one. But I think it will actually be easier than the documentary because we won't be filming around live bombs for a start. We'll have pretend bombs. So that's much easier right from the word go.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you, Eileen.